Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Hands up if you have a bunch of leftover wallpaper rolls somewhere in your house. Even though you can't see me, my hand is up. I've got quite a few up in our loft. Does anybody remember having to wrap their books in wallpaper at school? What was that even about? You probably won't remember unless you're as old as me, because I'm sure they don't do that anymore. I think it was something to do with trying to protect the book cover, but really, have you ever seen book covers that, you know, haven't stood the test of time without wallpaper on them? Anyway, that was a good use of it back in the day. And I think we're often restricted by what things are actually meant for or what they're traditionally used for. And we don't always think outside the box. And I've definitely been guilty of doing this in the past. But it's always good to think when it comes to anything, what else could I use this for? Because thinking this way opens up a whole new world of possibilities. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today with regards to wallpaper. So grab a notebook and pen, and I'm going to tell you six ways that you can decorate with wallpaper that don't include the wall, and there's also a bonus way in there for you too. I think this is going to be a fairly short episode, but hopefully a useful one for you. So number one is furniture. So when you're upcycling or updating a piece of furniture, you can incorporate wallpaper into your upcycle. In my office, I've got a sideboard, and it was an old retro sideboard, which I upcycled, and I used wallpaper. It's like a parrot design. It's got colourful parrots all over it, and I stuck it to the front of the doors and the sides of the... Did I do the sides? Right, I'm just looking now because I'm in my office. Yes, the sides as well. The front of the drawers, the front of the cupboard doors and the sides of the sideboard are covered in this wallpaper, and it really brightened it up and gave it an edgy look. You don't really see my office anywhere on Instagram because it's a hot mess really, but that is one of the nice parts about it. And at the time, you know, I was starting to experiment with decor, and that's probably the best part about the office. And with regards to furniture, you can also use the wallpaper to line the drawers of any piece of furniture, whether it's part of an overall upcycle or whether it's just the drawers by themselves. In my living room, I upcycled another sideboard. I didn't do the outside with wallpaper, I did it with other things. But on the inside of the drawers, I use the same wallpaper that I've got as going as a border around my room inside the drawer. So there's a nice touch. And I also did the drawers of the parrot sideboard as well with the parrot wallpaper. So part of furniture, obviously the inside of the drawers. And you can also, of course, use it for the outside of drawers too. Maybe a whole set of drawers, as I did in my craft room. So number one, as I said, furniture. And other things that you could do on furniture using wallpaper, you could actually cut pieces out of the wallpaper. Instead of sticking the whole thing onto the front of something, you could cut a pattern or a design or a picture out of the wallpaper and stick that on the front. Or you could also use decoupage too, where you cut it all into little bits and stick it onto a surface using PVA glue. So number one, furniture. Now number two is cupboards or closets or doors. in our bedroom. If you follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, you need to. I'm at Caradise Interiors. If you follow me on Instagram, you will know that our bedroom, we've got sliding wardrobes in, and they were like a glass, champagne-y kind of colour, beige, really, very boring. And when we redecorated the room a year or so back, I chose a wonderful tropical mural, and we stuck the mural to the front of the sliding wardrobe doors. That's closet if you're in America. And it looks amazing. It makes a brilliant feature in the room. You could also use it on any other kind of closet or cupboard doors, or even the doors to the rooms in your house. My mom, she has actually put a mural on, and it looks really effective and good. She's put it across the side of her stairs, and she's got a cupboard under the stairs where she's got like a touch catch door that you just touch to open, and she's taken the mural across the cupboard door too, so it all blends in and it does look amazing. So there's another idea for you. So now we move on to number three, and that is shelves, or not just the shelves but the back of shelves too. In my craft room, my craft slash yoga room, Andy just got me plain wooden shelves, and I covered the shelves in a leopard print wallpaper. It gives a really quirky, unique effect, and I just stuck it on with PVA glue. And also in my main bedroom that I just spoke about with a mural, at the back of the bed, we've got some wallpaper that is actually, it's wallpaper, but it's given the effect of wooden paneling at the back of the bed. So I've used that wallpaper also at the back of the shelves, which are attached to the sliding wardrobes. So it's very effective using on the actual shelf itself or at the back of shelves too, just to, you know, give it, brighten things up and make things a little bit less boring. So you can go and get all your little off-cut pieces that you've got left of your wallpaper that you've perhaps papered your room in, and stick it at the back of the shelves in your room too. So number four is to use it as a piece of art in picture frames. If you've got a really gorgeous wallpaper and you've got a nice frame, you can just cut a piece out of the wallpaper and put it in the frame. There you've got a really cheap, gorgeous piece of art, and it also ties in with the rest of the room. I saw somebody on Instagram do this. They'd actually moved into an old house, and some of the old retro wallpaper that they'd found that they'd stripped off, they'd actually used it and put it in a frame just to keep a little bit of the house going, which I thought was a really gorgeous idea. So there you go, as a piece of art. Or this is something that I've done in my kitchen. I've actually used the wallpaper that I've got in my kitchen. It's like a geometric triangle, pink and gold design. And I've used it as a mount for one of my pictures. It's not a picture, it's like a typography print. It says tease up, I think. I made that myself as well. So I've used the wallpaper as a mount around the typography print, but you could use it around any picture that you've got, and it, again, once again, ties in nicely with the wallpaper in the rest of your room. Or you could use a completely different wallpaper to what you've got in the rest of the room, as long as it's, you know, got the same kind of patterns or the same kind of colours in with it. So there you go. Number four is art. And number five is appliances. So I've actually seen somebody on Instagram do this. And once again, you know, maybe this is a suggestion to Andy, because if you listen to one of my previous episodes where I mentioned wrapping our fridge in pink vinyl, he said no to that. So maybe we could do this instead. So I've seen somebody who actually papered their fridge in wallpaper. I think they may have done some kind of seal on the top of it, you know, just to give it some protection. And it looked amazing. It looked so good. So you could do it on your microwave or some other kind of appliances. Maybe not the oven, because if that got too hot, it probably wouldn't work, would it? But yeah, appliances in the kitchen, there's definitely an off-the-wall idea there. Do you get it? Off the wall. It's not wall, you know, wallpaper, not on the wall. No, sorry. I think I'm funny. Love me. So I've saved the best till last, and it is, I wonder if you can guess what it is. It is ceilings, my favourite subject. And if you do follow me on Instagram, you've seen my house at all. I have got in my living room wallpaper on the ceiling and it looks amazing. I love it. It's the same wallpaper that I've got on as a band around the wall, as a border around the wall, but it's a different colour and it looks so good. So if you haven't seen it, go over and follow me on Instagram and have a look. And I've also, in my porch, I haven't got the wallpaper fully on the ceiling, but what I've done is I've cut bits out of the wallpaper and carried it on up onto the ceiling, and that looks really effective too. So don't forget your ceilings when it comes to wallpaper. Now, I did say that I've got a bonus for you. And these are things that I really need to do with all my bits of wallpaper. So you could do things like use it as gift wrap. You could use it for Christmas or people's birthdays. You could even make like a bag out of the wallpaper. There's things on YouTube and that, you know, how to fold it to make it into a little gift bag. And another thing, you could also make Christmas crackers out of it. I think I've seen people do that, and that does look really good. And imagine if you use the wallpaper that you've got in your dining room for the Christmas crackers. Wouldn't that look amazing? I might try and do that one year. And in fact, I definitely want to make my own crackers one year, but I just never get round to it. I will eventually, promise. And another thing that you could do with them is use it to decorate boxes. Maybe you've got some storage boxes in some of your rooms. So just to make them look a bit more pretty and, like I said, matching with the wallpaper that you've already got, wrap the boxes in wallpaper. Or if you're giving somebody a gift in a box, you know, a hamper or something like that, then you can wrap the box in wallpaper just to make it extra special. So I hope you like the bonus tips. And just to give you a recap, number one is furniture. Number two is closets / cupboards, doors. Number three is shelves, including the back of the shelves. Number four is as a piece of art or mount. Number five is appliances. And number six is ceilings. And then, of course, we've got the bonus ones, which I've just gone over. So I hope you find this useful, and I hope you've jotted it down in your notebook for future reference if you're not doing anything regarding it at this moment in time. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. And also, I would love it if you would come and join my Daring Home Decor Facebook group. You can join and ask any questions, or maybe show some of the things that you've used wallpaper for that wasn't your wall. I'd love to see it over there, and I'm sure the other members of the group would love to see it too. And if you're enjoying the podcast and you've gained even a little bit of advice or inspiration, it would absolutely mean the world to me if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and I would so much appreciate it. All you need to do is scroll down till you see the purple writing. I think it says leave a review, and you just write a quick review, click 5 stars hopefully, and you're done. It's very quick and easy. So yeah, I would really appreciate it if you would do that for me. So there's a link to all the resources in the show notes. And on that note, I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.